Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. 20 years on the radio. We're celebrating. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp. Pete is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about it.
We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded back in 1969 to work for lower taxes, limited government, and the freedom to succeed.
And the fruits of their labors are before you at this moment, folks. Pete, thank you for the hard work you guys have been doing on this. Boy, I tell you, it takes a village to herd those cats, doesn't it?
That it does. And the cats are finally starting to come together.
Yeah. So what do you think we're going to wind up? I want to get to the health care thing in a minute, the Obamacare repeal thing in a minute. But give us a recap. Where do you think we're going to wind up by, say, the end of the year?
By the end of the year, we will have had floor votes successfully on both the House and the Senate side on a tax reform bill. There will be a conference in progress to hammer out a common version. We just might get a vote on the conference bill in both chambers and have that thing sent to the president's desk by the end of the year. I won't make that prediction for sure.
Are you thinking this thing might not get wrapped up with a bow on it before the end of the year?
It is always possible. When you go back to 1986, look at how long that process.
I was there. It began.
It began in 1984.
Yeah.
And took Congress 2 years.
All right. So speaking of 86, is the alternative minimum tax, which was born in 1986, is it going to be repealed?
It will be repealed. That one is not going to stick around.
What about the inheritance tax?
The inheritance tax will probably be repealed. The House bill does it. The Senate bill just raises the exemption. That's going to be a point of contention.
Right. Maybe they can just keep maybe just baby steps on that one. What about the repatriation of the money overseas? That's a big deal to me, and I'll tell you why, Pete. Small businesses do a lot of business with big business out here on Main Street as the extension of those big companies because they don't want to hire employees anymore, right? So they'd rather do contracts. That money, when it comes back, it'll pay for a lot of contracts for small business. I'm interested in that. Are they going to get that done?
Yes, definitely. Both bills contain that. The Senate would actually allow the repatriation to come back at lower rates. Maybe that would incentivize things, but that's going to be in the final
bill. I thought
bill.
That would be part of the deal, was that they brought it back, it'd be at a very attractive rate.
Yes.
Isn't that found money for America?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's been sitting around offshore.
We didn't have access. It wasn't going to be our tax by us anyway, right?
That's right.
So if it comes back at 5%, why not?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You make a very good point here. This is money that we would never be able to tax, and other European countries primarily and a few Asian countries would be taxing.
Right.
They can do it or we can do it. It's our choice.
Right. And so if I'm not mistaken, there are going to be some stipulations on how that money can be used. It can't be used for more financial capitalism, right? It's got to be used in the marketplace.
That's right. It's got to be brought back. It's got to be classified as a cash asset or a different an intellectual property asset. The rates are set. So it's just a matter of deciding which bills rates apply and which rules apply. But that's going to happen.
Right. This is really good news. If they can do all the things you just said and sweeten the pot a little for small business and get down to about four rates, this would be a home run for them, won't it?
Yeah, it absolutely would. It's not a flat tax. It's not the fair tax we've been discussing, but it is a huge gain.
What about let's wrap up in the 2 minutes we got left. What about the health care stab they're taking?
Yeah, the Senate's bill will allow the individual mandate in Obamacare to be repealed. That doesn't sound like a big deal, but it really is.
That's the heart of the whole plan, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it means upwards of $300 billion in additional revenue that can be used to further lower tax rates, provide relief for
right.
small businesses. So that's a win-win.
So this is kept. This is coming back and getting what they lost in the spring by not passing health care reform.
Yes, they're getting a big head start on yeah. doing something about fixing health care while they're fixing the tax system.
And is this approach now essentially going to be the coup de grace for Obamacare?
It likely would be, yes. Because without that individual mandate, without that that coercive element, the rest of the structure really doesn't work very well.
Well, that mandate is the tax, isn't it? That mandate is
yes.
a tax, isn't it? Supreme Court Justice Robert called it?
Yes. It's what's called the individual responsibility penalty.
So if they if they take away the tax, then there's no more Obamacare, right? I mean, basically, because that's what made it Obamacare. Otherwise, it would have been struck down.
Yes, and of course, those penalties, which are really taxes, are going to get worse year after
right.
year.
Yep.
So dealing with it now saves us a lot of trouble later.
Boy, talk about sausage being made. It's astonishing how the Republicans may wind up saving themselves. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
But I'm glad the voice of reason and the former Pete Sepp and National Taxpayers Union has been all up in the middle of that. Pete, thank you for doing that, and keep up the hard work.
Will do, sir. You do the same.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen. National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.